All right. Hello, it's Eric Sanders here, and we with
Gabriel Truitt up here. Woo! You already know what it is. Feeling theatrical as always. How's it going? You know, shit pop. I mean, stuff popping.
All right, Gabe. So today we're talking about YouTube star Logan Paul, who estimately has 15 million subscribers on YouTube and posts videos that cause a lot of attention around the country. Have you heard about the video he uploaded recently about the Japanese suicide camp?
I never got to watch it. By the time I found out about it, it was already taken down, man. But yeah, I've heard of
that,
it.
That was the same with me. My brother said that he saw the video, though. He said right when he uploaded it, like an hour within, he saw the video. I was like, wow. I wish I could have saw that. I wish you would have took a photo or something, like, because I wanted to see.
Yeah, you should have bootlegged that immediately. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. And then you heard, like, he didn't even just post a video. Also, the thumbnail.
How did your brother even start watching Logan Paul?
I mean, he found out about him on YouTube because he was already a pretty big star. So, like, his YouTube videos would usually be on the Explore page and stuff.
I've never heard of him before that. But you know what? That's how you know it worked. He pulled off a stunt, man. You know, I can relate. I pull off stunts all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, shave my eyebrows. I've dyed my hair pink before. Okay. I be pulling stunts, man. Flip off the deck just to give me some neck. I wrote a whole rap about that, actually.
You know, Gil, I do know you for doing a lot of stunts, a lot of crazy stunts. Even that backflip off the wall.
That's why I can relate to Logan Paul. I can relate.
You can. That's why we got to be in videos.
Yes, bro. It's publicity stunts like that that can really get you hot quick. Got to pull a crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
Some unbelievable.
All
right,
so listen.
Look at how far out of his way he went for that. He flew all the way to Japan about this forest he heard about.
Yeah.
And recorded that.
And just walked in.
He was hoping
recording.
And praying that he would find a body. That was such a stunt.
He
planned
did
that.
Research
he
on
was
it.
Plotting.
He did research on this place right before he came.
He was scheming, man. He was scheming. He had that planned out for so long.
He probably, what if he knew about the person that was dead? What if he knew his life story?
Why did he kill himself? He told that dude to go kill himself.
Oh, I don't think he did that.
Nah, he ain't do that, though. But you know he was plotting for so long.
He was plotting. All right, so according to the article, YouTube star faces backlash over video. Paul became a trending topic on Twitter late Monday night with celebrities and other YouTubers joining others on the internet criticizing him for even posting a video that jokes about suicide. YouTube has vowed to crack down on videos that exploit children and impose tighter filters for content that requires age restriction. So there's basically going to be age restrictions on certain videos. But do you think that negatively affects the fans of YouTube? Because
YouTube is getting butchered by the system. It was such a pure, untouched thing before, you know? Like,
and
there
look,
was no ads on there. Remember when there was no ads on YouTube?
Yeah, like, wow.
And you would just watch whatever you want? Bruh. Some dudes inspired many children without those ads because it's already slow-paced enough as it is, like, doing science stunts, but it's this dude Spangler. He would do, you know, stunts. He can relate to being a stunt man too, because that's all he does. He tries to get people into science by pulling crazy stunts.
Yeah. So I understand that.
Like, imagine they're pulling a stunt and then a commercial in the middle of that thing, like.
Yeah, like right in the middle though.
Just be like, pissed off at the company.
Yeah.
Like, why you gotta interrupt my video? Like, pay for it somewhere else. Put it at the end.
Yeah, that's what I think. That was a pretty good idea. Put at the end, still have the ad in the video, but at the end, because you don't have to get interrupted. You know, you just get like, oh, dang,
or at least
something good was just about to
happen.
You know
what they might have? They might start doing. They'll either hire people to watch a video and choose where to put the ad, or they're gonna make a program that can find like the right place without tension to put an ad. Like just a boring section of the video they can put it.
Alright.
But you know, the computer would have to be basically not autistic. Like, it would have to be able to pick up on social cues in a video and analyze the things to find where it's not dramatic. So I think they just have to hire people for now. It's too complex.
Yeah, they do have to hire people because honestly, no, see, this is what makes up YouTube. There's two different sides to YouTube. There's the educational side with scientists, scientists and experiments and yeah. things such as that. And then the other side is pranksters and people that want to get attention and for yeah. views. And then in the middle, it's just a line of children.
Yeah, you got the educators in there, you got the artists, and you got the entertainers. Artists and entertainers are kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
But then you got, like, haters and stuff on there.
You got strictly haters that just comment on anything.
Like, so we've YouTube all known is crazy. For a million years that the comment section on YouTube is so toxic. Like, but I don't want to monitor it. Like, that's the internet, man. You just got to get used to it.
Yeah. Like, if you have a problem with your children being on the internet, don't get them a laptop. Simple as that. Because if you get them a laptop, that's the main thing they're going to want to do. Like, they want to go explore. But also, you can't monetize their brains and tell them, no, I'm not getting you.
You're monetizing their time. It's, like, such a waste of time. Like, think about kids that could be learning instead of watching an ad. Like, in the long run, them learning is so much more productive than them just watching this ad that they're going to ignore.
Yeah, like, no one pays attention to ads, first of all, unless it's, like, a music ad with, like, Lil Yachty.
They do subconsciously affect you. I can promise you that.
They do affect you, like, and then sometimes they have slogans that get stuck in your head. You just, yeah. Like,
try to monopolize on that recency effect. If they keep hitting you up with their ad, they'll occupy more place in your mind than other ads you've seen less, so you're more likely to buy from them. That's why they try to show you very frequently, even if it's a short video. It'll be 7 seconds, 5 seconds in the beginning, but as long as they keep reminding you, you're more likely to buy their stuff.
True. All right, so like we were talking about, do you think YouTube is a distraction for kids now in this generation? Because last generation, kids, they usually went outside and other things. But look, we're 2000. So we're also, I feel like we got a part of that generation too, because like the iPhone just started coming out when we were like 12 years old. So 10, 12 years old, and the iPod and stuff, all that stuff was just coming out.
Yeah, bro. So we really was just born into a whole new era. Like literally we were born as soon as that era happened.
Yeah, like
the internet has always been a thing for us, but we're told it's so recent. Like,
yeah, like it wasn't here our whole lives. Like,
I think the internet,
I feel like it was half and half. Like, we got, like, we were outside, we were doing energetic, productive things and coming up. Like, when I was younger, I used to build stuff. I used to always build stuff in my backyard or climb in a tree or, like,
you know, I was made a little artistic by somebody. They were like, you know, if you build a fairy hut, the fairy will, like, live there. And I was like, heck no, a fairy won't live there. They're not real, but I'll still build a nice, sturdy fairy hut. I was just a weird kid, man. I wanted to just make architecturally stable fairy huts that won't be used.
A fairy hut.
Yeah, I just called them, like, toad houses because, you know, a frog could live in there, maybe. But, you know,
a toad house. Anything
I didn't believe in fairies.
It could be a rat in there.
So I made a nice little sturdy thing. Anyways, I think the internet is slowly making super geniuses.
They are. It's making super billionaires. That's what
super
this dude.
Super geniuses, too.
Like, have you, do you watch, I know you watch, Behave, what was it called?
It's like so much free knowledge.
No, with a guy, always gets stung by insects and stuff, Brave Wilderness or something.
Oh, yeah, something like that. I've seen that. Yeah. And he, like, let leeches on him.
Yeah, and, like, crocodile. No, it's like, he has a thing for snapping turtles.
Oh, I caught a snapping turtle once. Yeah. I need to get that image, though. Snap, do I have that image?
But
I doubt that's it.
But like we were talking about, the reason he posted this on media is so he could get all this attention. And he did all that because he has a million, billion followers, blah, blah, blah. So at least a million people are going to see each video he posts because he has over a million. So, yeah, so it's just easier to get kids addicted to his channel. So that's all, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening. It's Issei So, Eric Sanders.
Ooh.
And we got
the Pharaoh over here. Up in here, I'm the Pharaoh.
All right. And see you later.